Who would God let in? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With the immigration debate still unresolved, undocumented workers remain in legal limbo. And I thought that the Church World Service had an interesting website on the subject. It quotes a document which, quite frankly, contains some pretty radical immigration policies that probably wouldn't get much support today. And yet, a lot of people swear by this document because it's called the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 14, verse 19 says, "The alien, the orphan, and the widow who are in your town shall come and eat and be satisfied, in order that the Lord your God may bless you." 24:17, "You shall not pervert the justice due to an alien or an orphan." 27:19, "Cursed is he who distorts the justice due an alien, an orphan, a widow." And then there's the book of Malachi, Malachi 3:5. "I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerers," etc., etc. And then it says, "And against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien," unquote. And that's just the Old Testament. The New Testament goes completely over the top. Jesus and the 12 disciples, wandering all over the place without papers. But then, it was a simpler time. We can't expect Americans today to pay attention to an example that was set 2,000 years ago. I mean, can you imagine what would happen today if we found 12 Middle Eastern men wandering around without papers, following somebody with a beard who they thought was God? They'd probably get landscaping jobs. At Guantanamo! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.